Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Gladys Guitrol. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this first meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. As we begin a new year, we encourage you to keep our citizens and our communities in your thoughts and prayers during these very challenging times. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on today's public meeting call. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Mr. John Coleman.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Present.
Thank you very much. We do have a quorum to proceed. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the pandemic. The PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the Commission is fully operational with personnel working remotely. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes from the meeting December 3rd, 2020, and I will call upon Commissioner Coleman, who is the editor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the December 3rd, 2020 public meeting, and I move that they be approved as submitted.
We have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman for the approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And without objection, we will turn it over to our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through today's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners, and Happy New Year. Your various offices and bureaus have prepared the following agenda items for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with the recommendation of Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audit, that the Commission publicly release the audit report of the Pennsylvania Electric Company.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 2, beginning with the informal investigation of the Philadelphia Gas Works and ending the omnibus with the informal investigation of Reliant Energy Northeast LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Sweet, so moved. Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the informal investigation of the United Telephone Company of Pennsylvania doing business as CenturyLink.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
I heard Commissioner Unora first, and then I heard Commissioner Vice Chairman Sweet chime in. Vice Chairman, do you want to second the motion?
Sure. Second, Sweet.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? I do have a statement to place on the record. I ask that it be placed on the record in its entirety. Today's proposed settlement arises in part from events on April 28, 2018, in which CenturyLink's transition to a new dispatch system in Pennsylvania resulted in unforeseeable and unanticipated dispatch delays for telephone and broadband services. The Commission received several informal complaints related to installation delays, as well as some ancillary alleged Chapter 30 violations, which were referred to the Commission's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement on September 16, 2019. The settlement represents a seminal enforcement case involving the incumbent local exchange carrier's obligation under Chapter 30. Chapter 30 requires ILEC to make broadband service available at Chapter 30 speeds within 10 days of the consumer's request. This is even more important given broadband's outsized role in education, medicine, and business during the ongoing pandemic. In my view, this settlement reflects favorably on the party's efforts to ensure that the broadband service that is subject to the Commission's jurisdiction is made available as required by the General Assembly. This builds on the Commission's prior efforts to increase the public's awareness of ILEC obligations under Chapter 30, including our development of a broadband bill of rights posted on our website. Finally, I want to commend staff and the parties for their diligent efforts that brought us to this settlement of this important issue. Any further discussion on this case? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 3, it should be noted that the application of HACCAB has been withdrawn by the Bureau. Turning to page 4, it is noted that the application of Caraballo Towing Service has been postponed until the public meeting of February 4, 2021. Continuing on page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the application of PennDOT regarding a rail crossing in the City of Wilkes-Barre.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 5, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the petition of the Duquesne Light Company's default service plan.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a statement. I ask that my statement be placed upon into the record in its entirety. Before the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission is the petition of Duquesne Light Company for its approval of its default service plan. First, I wish to commend Duquesne for its inclusion of long-term contracts within its DSP. The inclusion of long-term contracts or the substantiation of omitting long-term contracts has been a key factor in my review of default service proceedings. Duquesne proposes to enter into a solar power purchase agreement in a length ranging from 4 to 20 years. The solar PPA would be designed to purchase energy and alternative energy credits from a third-party-owned facility sized up to 7 megawatts. The company would conduct a competitive solicitation for the solar PPA and report any results to the Commission for final approval. I submit that this long-term solar PPA mixed with the proposed portfolio of spot market 3-month, 12-month, and 24-month contracts meets the requirements under 2807E of the Public Utility Code. I also commend Duquesne for its proposal to offer an electric vehicle time of use pilot program. The pilot will be available to all residential, small commercial, and medium commercial customers with an electric vehicle. The pilot includes three tiers of rates and is designed to incentivize charging overnight. I look forward to seeing how this pilot is received by Duquesne's customers, and in conclusion, I do offer my support for Duquesne's DST. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 5, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the application of R plus R vendors.
Is there a motion to adopt staff recommendation?
We so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 6, it should be noted that the application of HBF Due Diligence LLC has been withdrawn by the Bureau. Turning to page 7, and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 7, beginning with the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 8, all three items on page 9, all three items on page 10, both items on page 11, and all three items on page 12, ending the omnibus on page 12 with the quarterly earnings report of Pennsylvania Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 13, and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the petition for reconsideration filed by the Insight Sourcing Group, noting that the second item on page 13, the petition of Armstrong Telecommunications, has been postponed to the public meeting of February 4, 2021, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 14 to include the petition filed by the Duquesne Light Company for a limited waiver of service requirements.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 15, and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Buckley's recommended decision in the petition of UGI Utilities Electric Division.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? I do have another statement to place on the record and ask it be placed on the record in its entirety. Before the Commission for consideration and disposition is the petition of UGI Utilities Inc., the Electric Division, for approval of its default service program. I've stated on the record in previous proceedings the inclusion of long-term contracts or the substantiation of omitting long-term contracts has been a key factor in my review of default service proposals. I dissented in UGI's last default service meeting since the record referenced a contract for power between the company and the New York Power Authority, but did not detail the contract length. Consequently, I was unable to determine if the previous proceeding contained a long-term contract or not. The instant petition now details that the contract with New York NYPA commenced on January 5, 2004 and expires April 30, 2023, covering an approximately 19-year period. So with this understanding and coupled with the proposed procurement portfolio of spot market and 6-month, 12-month, and 24-month contracts, I submit the DSP plan satisfies 2807E of the Public Utility Code, and as such, I'm now pleased to approve UGI's default service plan. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 15, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Johnson's initial decision in the formal complaint of Connie Foster versus the West Penn Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Bowman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before the Commission is the initial decision in the complaint case brought by Connie Foster against West Penn Power Company. She alleges that a pad transformer at the bottom of her driveway was improperly installed and poses a safety hazard. She moved into the residence in 2006, and now the driveway needs to be replaced that cannot be replaced safely while the transformer is in the present location. Ms. Foster requests that West Penn move the transformer at its expense. West Penn responds that the facilities are properly located within its right-of-way, having been installed in 1975 when the housing development was constructed. Relocation now would be, according to West Penn, at the sole cost of the customer. West Penn relies on a provision in its tariff, which states that relocation of facilities at the request of a customer will also be at the cost of that customer. West Penn filed a motion for summary judgment alleging that there are no facts in dispute, and the remaining issue is simply one of law, and claiming that the complaint is barred by the 3-year statute of limitations in the Public Utility Code. The initial decision grants the motion for summary judgment and finds that the complaint is barred by the statute of limitations. I agree the code statute of limitations limits recovery of penalties or forfeitures and prosecution due to those brought within 3 years of the date at which the liability arose. Application of the statute here means that Ms. Foster cannot challenge the installation of the transformer. This is a condition that has existed since she moved into the residence in 2006. However, the date of the installation of the pad transformer is not dispositive to the dismissal of the complaint, given that the complaint also alleges a current and ongoing hazardous condition involving a public utility facility. Public utilities are required to provide safe, adequate, reasonable, and efficient service and facilities. 66 PS Consolidated Statutes at 1501. Additionally, the Commission can always evaluate whether the present condition of utility facilities is a current and ongoing safety hazard and order steps to address it when the safety hazard is present. The public interest does not contemplate the acceptance of unsafe public utility facilities merely because of the passage of time. In the present case, the dismissal of the complaint is based on an inaccurate conclusion that there are no facts in dispute. Whether or not the present situation is an ongoing safety hazard, it is disputed, That means there is at least one fact in dispute which has been properly alleged and should be allowed to proceed to a hearing. Accordingly, this initial decision is affirmed in part and reversed in part, and remanded to the Office of Administrative Law Judges for proceedings consistent with this motion. Therefore, I move that first, the initial decision is reversed, remanded to the Office of Administrative Law Judge for proceedings deemed necessary, consistent with this motion. And secondly, that the Office of Special Assistance prepare the appropriate order consistent with this motion. I thank you, Madam Chair.
You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second to the motion?
Unor, a second.
Second by Commissioner Unor. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Also aye for myself. Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. The matter as amended, is there any objection, commissioners, of taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objections, the matter as amended by Vice Chairman Sweet's motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in agenda, on page 1 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Verizon Pennsylvania and Verizon North versus the Metropolitan Edison Company, the Pennsylvania Electric Company, and the Penn Power Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in. It is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the petition regarding Twin Lakes Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Always so moved.
I heard both Commissioner Coleman and Vice Chairman Sweet.
Coleman second.
I will recede, Madam Chairman, and second Commissioner Coleman's motion.
Oh, he already beat you to the second, so it's your motion, Vice Chairman Sweet, and Commissioner Coleman second. I'm hearing something different than you guys are. So, motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. And any discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order implementing Act 114 of 2020, amending the Alternative Energy Portfolio Standards Act.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, turning to page 4 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Administrative Law Judge that the Commission adopt ALJ Buckley's recommended decision in the petition for declaratory order filed by PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary. Before we close, I'd like to remind everyone of the upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday that we observe on Monday, January 18th. The federal holiday is designated as a national day of service that celebrates the civil rights leader's life and legacy. All Americans are encouraged to volunteer to improve their communities, and I encourage you to do the same safely with many opportunities available online. As we look to next Monday's remembrance, I'm reminded of these words from the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., quote, "Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality," end quote. Like Dr. King, I believe what each of us does as an individual or as an organization has an impact on everyone. Let us work together to move forward in peace and harmony as one society of Americans. Thank you for joining us for the PUC's public utility meeting. The public utility meeting motions and statements and audio, as I stated earlier in the meeting, will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
We so move.
Motion to adjourn by Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second by Commissioner Coleman. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes 4-0. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.